than the Weimar Republic, rather, gave Hitler. That's what he said. Emergency powers. Already the president can order you with Executive Order 11490 and 11647. He can change people from this whole California and put them all in the desert if he wants to. He can take over all private property, all public transportation, every sheriff's department, every police department, all the National Guard, of course, is already in his domain. In one order, he can take this country over, or whoever the president might be. And Senator Church says Congress must come to its senses now. That's what he said. He said the Congress must come to its senses now, or we're in trouble. I don't believe that people ever come to their senses except us. I don't believe they come to their senses. I've been here. Anybody can see me, see the miracles I've done. You just looked at one man shot three times today. There is Ron. There's Brother Flowers. Been shot. They've been got up. Even the bullets have gone clear through them. Never even made a mark. They've seen more miracles. I've brought more people out of the wheelchairs, more people from that were deaf and dumb. That woman right there, 98 years, she was laying on a bed, an invalid, when she came to me. Respiratory disease. Going to the bathroom alone, walking alone. It goes on all vacations with me, Sister Ever. Now, people have seen that. But, oh, God! Don't clap. What's more, they've seen us put our money. Last night, one of our sisters, her husband's not a member of the church, but she's a good sister, and her husband, he's drinking too much. Well, we didn't think twice about getting him out. I asked her first if she wanted him out. Naturally, I think that's up to the sister. Maybe so they can get some rest, but we didn't ask a moment. We got that bail and put it up. All of you know about it, don't need to go into it. And we had, for Brother Jackson, who was, I said, 93 years of age, when they falsely arrested him, $1,000 was put up right then. When people go, ask them where they're going. Say, come back and see us sometime when the world's on fire. I don't understand how anybody could come around me seeing me adopt 8 babies, come around these old used robes, and I don't even, Sister here, Sister Wilson will clean them for nothing, but I don't even like to take them because her boss is nice, and he said he wanted to clean as many as possible for nothing, but I will iron them up and spot them as much as I can so they're not to take advantage even of her kindness. And this morning, I was back there cleaning a rug, shampooing a rug. I didn't have nobody else do it. An awful mess somebody made, so I shampooed it all myself. I don't know why anybody wouldn't be in here. There's nothing else but false gods. This is the only true God that's honored in this place. The only thing true in the whole church world. I don't understand it. I wish I knew a man like Jim Jones. Now, I've never preached like this before, but this is just the depth of my heart. I wish I had a man to follow like Jim Jones. I'd be so glad. Oh, I would take just anything he said. I would do anything he wanted me to do. I'd give everything to follow a man like Jim Jones. But I have to be that man. It's a lonely job being that man. Because I've got to be the man that will never let you down, and I never will. I've got to be the man that's as dependable as the rock of Gibraltar. I've got to be as unchangeable as the sun. And I am. But oh, how I'd like to have a man to follow like you have. I wish I knew a man that would help me like I help you. I wish I knew a man that had a heart for his people like I have for you. I would like to find such a man. I don't even want him for me. I don't want him for me. Because I don't want anything for me. I just want to have another man like me for you. It was thrilling yesterday when I was able to use one of my men in case this body had to be away for a while. It was beautiful how I just called him out and said, I'm going to stand there, I'm going to send my thoughts to you, because I felt some of my people getting shaky. What's going to happen to me if Jim Jones isn't here? What's going to happen? They got kind of shaky. And I stood him over there at that microphone. Nice kid, nice young man. Got part Indian in him, all races, an alley dog like the rest of us. Studying to be a lawyer, halfway through law school. And I just said, stand up there, I'm going to practice God through you. And that's what I'm doing. Only I've perfected it. Some people practice the piano, and then some other people have perfected it. So I practiced God, and I went through his mind and called out, well, you were one, wasn't you? Healed? What was the, I don't remember now, the head, the ear infection, joint. Who was the other sister called out? You were called out and healed from him. I told him my thoughts. I wrote them down here as I do, and then I meditated on them, and they went right through to him, and he brought the healing. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. That's what I want. I'd like to have a man like Jim Jones so that there'd be more of me for you. So we got to get on with it. Now, the offering was taken, but the offering wasn't right. Now, I can't guarantee we can get a plane. That's $500,000. But I'd like to ask today how many would help us right now. You understand why we need one? Do you? Quick, to be quick. Also, we could get some job training for our people. Our men would have jobs that people would want wherever we went. You understand me? And we can buy a plane. We can buy a plane from a company for $500,000 that will train. It's a little over $500,000, $547,000, I think, wasn't it? And they'll train. They'll train. It's a jet. Four-engine, isn't it? Four-engine. Here's a pilot. He's a pilot, professional pilot. He's a good pilot. He piloted in the Air Force. As I said, we could use it. We could use it for vacation if we want to, or use it for trips until we did, and we could charter it out. But what I want it for is that if a day of emergency comes, I want to be able to not cause nobody any grief. I don't want to fight with nobody. I just want to get my people out. Say, do you think that's going to happen? I know that the 16th at 309 is going to happen. I know that's going to happen. So I've got such an ominous feeling about the other. It might happen before the 16th. So all the provisions we got up there in the valley would be wonderful. But if we have a dictatorship, the valley isn't enough protection against a dictatorship. So we've got to have little place here and little Shangri-La over there. You know, over there. Some of you don't know where over there is. But I do. And that's good enough for you if you know me. I do. I know a place where I can take you where there'll be no more racism, where there'll be no more division, where there'll be no more class exploitation. I know just the place. Oh, yes, I do. And you won't have to worry about getting angel wings if we get our own plane. And we'd have something to bring in that would be valuable to us if we resettled. So you really do think we might have to resettle? The Jews should have And they just held on. They held on. They wouldn't let loose. They thought, oh, it can't happen to us. We're God's chosen people. Well, we niggers know we ain't God's chosen people. Now, you two sisters that came to get healed, you just stay. Some of you folk act like you see, look at them. New people come in. They're precious people. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. I'm looking right at you. You look like you're all tied up. You ought to be at home with me. I've got the biggest heart. I've adopted 8 children. And you look at me. I'm looking at one right now. You're stiff, tight. You ought to be scared of me. You ought to be scared of all those preachers that have robbed you. That's who you ought to be scared of. You can look around. Don't do it. I don't want anybody to be made uncomfortable. But you can look up here. I'm not being stared at by white people that hate me or dislike me. I'm being stared at by some black people who don't know they're black. Where do you think you are in 1973? What's just happened? They just exposed all over America that black children are being castrated. The government has castrated them. They just exposed this year that blacks were given syphilis and never given a penicillin treatment and experimented with like a bunch of common rats by the U.S. Department of Health. The 350 Mexican mothers was given a drug that has produced cancer in everything that's ever taken it, and they were told that it was birth prevention and it didn't even prevent them from getting pregnant. They got pregnant and they're doomed. They're absolutely doomed to die in 18 years, no less. They and their children will die of cancer, and the government did this. What in the hell's the matter with you? Don't you know where you are? Come on, sister. Don't you know where you are? Nod your head. That's better. That's better. Don't you know where we are? We're living in Babylon. Some of you act like you've never read some of the books about what we're in. Have you read our brothers' books as they cried, telling what kind of problem we've got? You've been reading too many King James' fairy tales. I don't think there's anybody that's got the heart for the people like we have here. But it would have done some of you good if you'd read Soul on Ice and some other books instead of the stupid stuff you've been reading. How many read Soul on Ice in here? You never read about Soul on Ice, huh? You know who's read them? Half the folk here that's read them, more than half, are not black but white. Well, it isn't that he's got the answers. No, I'm not suggesting that he has all the answers. Certainly violence is not an answer, but he sure tells you what you're facing. And you should know. You better read more about Harriet Tubman to see what kind of conditions we're facing. I'd like to see you get free, but there's an old saying, my folks and your folks told us about it, God not going to help those unless they help themselves. God will help those who help themselves. And there's not going to be any help. Not going to be nary a bit of help. Shake yourself a little bit, honey child. Peace. I wonder who will help us. Now we're going to call this Operation Plane. I wonder who will help us get a hold of that thing. Now anybody got any questions about why we need a plane? Because I'll be glad to explain them to you. We should have one. And we want to represent it just exactly like it is. We should have one. Because I can get you someplace in about 6 hours by jet, where your troubles would look like nothing compared to what they do now. Your troubles would seem like nothing there. I don't want to leave this country. This is our country. But I certainly don't intend to stay here if they take it over with a dictatorship. I know when Marcus Garvey tried to do it, they tried to block him. But there's a difference between some of us and Marcus Garvey these days. If they try to block us, they better be damn ready to kill all of us. Peace. Let them go home. Don't talk to them. That's all right. Let them be. Anybody that can put on any kind of contest, any kind of program, any kind of thing that you can think of. But she's just taking an act of faith. So don't get the idea of what you can. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I'd do anything to get you free. I'd do anything but do violence to somebody. I'd do anything. I'd do anything to get you free, and I will. So if you read about me doing something in the paper sometime and say, I didn't understand why I was doing it, you can know one thing. I did it to get you free. I'm going to mention some sums here. Let's see what we can do. I didn't know we were going to do it, but I feel we're going to take it on, and even in a week when the offering is terrible. But we ought to have us a plane. We ought to. Yeah, the attorney over there I healed of cancer, the Jewish attorney, some of these people lost all their relatives, like he, Dr. Tropp, lost every relative he got. Every one of them was killed in concentration camps. Didn't have nobody. They killed them all in Germany. And Germany had less power in the hands of the president than we've got in ours today. So, yes, sister. Peace.
I'm not a member of this congregation. I belong to church. And I talked to one of the sisters on the welcome committee as I came in. I explained to her, I stand to be changed or questioned, whatever. But I stood to make a contribution to the idea you have of buying a plane. I do a lot of fishing.
Now, a little slower, darling. It's coming through garbled.
Do a lot of fishing. And I'm a friend to Sister Jones. I'm willing to donate all the fish that I catch to the church to do whatever you wish to do with it towards your plan to raise money for your plane.
That's awful sweet of you. Awful, she's not seen me. She's not seen me bring people out of the wheelchairs or raise the dead. Or she's not seen me cause people to spit up cancers and all kinds of things. They sure in the right church, are they? Anyway, peace. This I say, if a woman can come in here and hear me preaching kind of strong and saying a lot of words that I don't not customarily use, and she can stand up and see the emphasis enough to say, well, I'm a fisher woman, and I will donate the fish. Wonder what about you that has seen me go down the jails right in this town and take my people out of them. I mean, you've seen me go right in a riot and keep the peace. You've seen me get every one of my people bailed out that was there, falsely accused or otherwise. You've seen me adopt 8 babies, take 200 that were starving, send all that money to Biafra. You can feel proud, not Biafra, but Sub-Sahara. We sent it to Biafra too, but now we're sending food to the Sub-Sahara because you know 9 million people are due to die. 9 million of our black brothers and sisters are due to die. They're due to die within 60 days just from starvation. He said, God will help them. Yeah, baloney. God don't help nobody. We're going to have to help them. We have to become the hands and feet of God. Nobody helps anybody unless they help themselves. All right, I think that I'm going to mention the sums. Anybody can say, I'll take it on. I'll take it on. Because I really, from my heart to yours, I'm telling you, we need it. 1,000. Anybody that'll stand up and say, I'll get it. I just a moment ago, just a few minutes ago, sent a message by revelation to the telephone, as I said, about Sister Neal, Sister Lily Neal's daughter, who was attempting to commit suicide. But the call that I sent from this meeting lifted her at that very moment. She changed her heart. Now let's think gratefully upon that. The moment David and Rick called, as I told them, that moment, it saved her, because that very moment she was contemplating taking her life. I didn't know her. I didn't even know her. But I knew the precious mother. I knew her by revelation, Sister Neal. Let's think about our sister here that was being attacked by the knife, Sister Alfredo Saffold, being attacked. They choked her. They'd beaten her. They'd beaten her head. They nearly had her completely killed. And then she thought to call my name, knowing that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And she said, Jim, stop it. And the knife broke. Broke off. Right there. That's just a piece of meat.